A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en podcast där vi lär oss historia genom humor, för det är komiker som lär sig svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Erik all about the origins of what we call Stureplan.
Yes, we're talking shopping mall, yes. We're talking svampen, we're talking spa, and we're talking marshes.
Okay, marshes is true, because there were battles in the marsh. We're talking about war and independence. Mm. Stay tuned for a big, strong, tough fight.
Yeah, confrontation!
Hey, yes, buddy.
Yes.
Oh, it's me.
I had a high pitched.
Yeah, you did.
You're back.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? Vet du vad? Jag ska börja med en rättelse. Jag sa i inledningen på förra avsnittet att det var en ubåt som heter Hundjagaren. Vi pratade om ubåtar förra avsnittet. Mm. It was Sjöhunden.
Sjöhunden.
Yeah, the sea dog. Sea dog. It was so much more fun.
Yeah.
It's sea very dog. Cute.
I would have probably made a joke about it being Crip Dog and Crip walking across the water.
See what I mean? Then we got alla skulle bli patrons, vi skulle få massa spons, vi hade varit miljonärer. I fucked it up, man.
I would have done a Crip Dog joke. I would have done a dog, the sea dog, but it's blind, so it's ironic.
That's fucking brilliant.
So the can't see dog. You know what I mean? It was so much to work with.
Jag ber så hemskt mycket om ursäkt. Det går inte att reparera, men du får tolerera mig bara. I'm sorry.
If you've heard the last episode, then you've heard that my voice is sexier than normal, because pollen is fucking me up.
Yeah, pollen makes you sexy, man.
Yeah, man. When a tree come in your throat,
yep.
Makes you... Basically.
Det är trevligt.
When you
ingen
think about
respekt,
it that way,
de bara kommer
över. Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
Booyaka, that's what they say.
Man har hållit sig, levt i celibat hela vintern.
Yeah. It's too cold, I can't come. But the this is a history podcast, technically.
Technically?
By comedians. This is how comedians retain history.
Vi faktakollar inte så noga, men we do some mild research and then we retell it.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's how it's done.
Men det är din tur.
Yeah,
it's your story.
I'm going to be teaching you some Sweden. This is how comedians do it. Mm. As you can tell by us acing all of our quizzes.
Yes.
We are learning. And hopefully you're learning with us.
Hoppas verkligen.
We don't get much feedback, but you know, you could send feedback if you have feedback.
Så länge den är positiv, jag klarar inte av negativ feedback. Säg ingenting negativt, bara bra grejer.
Send your positive feedback to teachmesweden@gmail.com. Exakt. Or you can give it. And actually, I found out that you can live comment in Spotify.
Really?
Somebody in my podcast, Sova Hender, somebody commented on, they liked the shows, but they didn't like my laugh. Yeah, somebody live comment. I mean, people left nice comments too.
You have a wonderful laugh.
That person didn't think so.
What's wrong with that
It's
person?
Subjective.
I don't like it.
Laughter appreciation is subjective. But it's possible, so you can say nice things about us. Leave good reviews, and that helps us out as well. But you can be a patron subscriber and get videos, ad-free episodes, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes extra episodes. You know?
Och kommentera inte mitt skratt, för jag vet att jag låter som en hyena som tror att han är joken. Don't do it.
A hyena that thinks it's a joker.
Yeah, it's just my laugh, okay?
Yeah, so I'm going to be teaching, as you said, and if you've heard 2 episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
I talked about the Kalmar Union.
Right.
Which is way, way back when, starting in 1390s.
Yeah.
And this lesson is from a time during that union.
Oh.
We're in the late 1400s, almost 100 years into the wonderful Kalmar union.
Interesting.
The union between Scandinavian nations.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now. Take yourself back there. Take, oh. I don't exist. You've never seen a black.
Oh, no. Everything's white. Oh, the plague, the plague.
Yeah, there's no, yes. Plague, yeah, yeah. Oh, exactly. Oh, these kings. These kings. Oh, this one is impotent. At the time, in this time, Sweden was under control of the Danish crown.
Right.
That's who was, it was their turn as part of this Kalmar Union. Which, you know, involved Norway, Denmark, you know, Sweden.
Yeah.
But Danish rule, we weren't really digging it.
No.
We didn't really like the Danish rule. It was resented by many Swedes and, more importantly, Swedish nobles.
Ah.
They missed that one part where you got to take care of the rich folks, man.
Yep.
The people who mean something to
society. Klassisk misstag.
Yeah. The Kardashian sons.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone knows you got to take care of the 1%.
Yes, take care of the 1%. Exactly. That's the American way, man.
Yep, yep, yep.
They didn't, America wasn't around for 300 more years.
True.
So the Swedish nobles, they were saying, we need greater autonomy as Swedes and independence from these Copenhagen assholes, basically.
They said that verbatim?
Verbatim, yeah, yep. Verbatim, okay. According to this news clip I watched.
from the 1400s.
Yeah, from the 1400s, this video they made back then. It was on a nobleman's Instagram.
Oh!
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, man. He was next to a fish.
Yep.
Catching video. Oh, no. That's for the lils.
Yeah, Patreon callback.
But the king at the time was King Christian
the
First.
Yeah, here we go. The First, okay.
Yeah, he was of Denmark, of course, and he imposed, he was like, yo, let's tax these motherfuckers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this money. He imposed trade restrictions as well, trying to, doing stuff that benefits Denmark. And he centralized control over Sweden's internal affairs.
Right.
Through, I guess, Copenhagen, I'm guessing. And the Swedish nobles like, whoa, we can't do that. And the noble, and not only the nobles, but the normal population was like, it's fucked up for us too, man.
Huh.
You fucking with our Peruvian night treasure.
But hade han rätt att göra enligt Kalmar
Union? Yeah, because remember they would just switch around.
Just and, disgruntled, but he was in his right to do
it.
He
was within
things.
His right at the time, according to how the union was set up.
Yeah.
And then back in Sweden, this was stifling economic growth, of course, because the focus was on Denmark. It wasn't really helping Sweden.
Yeah.
And it was undermining the Swedish government because it wasn't benefiting them. And it made Sweden not be able to get what they wanted accomplished, their autonomy,
right,
as they say. He wanted to finance his military campaigns and his lavish lifestyle. And that was his reasoning for raising taxes.
Väldigt ärligt. Väldigt ärligt.
Yeah, he's like, so king, is this for healthcare?
Nej, 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 nej. Franskt vin och mina soldater.
We can't make champagne here. Champagne's not going to buy itself, am I right?
Hur ska jag annars kunna få mina bubbliga drycker? Va? Idiot.
So this obviously burdened the peasants,
right,
and the merchants who didn't really have that much money anyway.
Yeah, or champagne.
I hear the mjöd has sparkles in it. The king's mjöd, they call it the champagne.
King's mjöd made of grapes with bubbles.
Yeah. Tastes like French feet. And of course, this led to widespread discontent.
Yeah,
and economic hardship. For Swedish middle, well, there's no middle class back then, lower class.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian I, he wanted to extend his authority over the Kalmar Union as well. He wanted to have even greater control over Sweden's internal affairs as well. Like, hey, man, I don't have enough.
Yeah.
I can't do a Danish accent. He wanted to appoint Danish officials to key administrative Swedish positions, and he wanted control over local governance.
Okay.
I wonder how this was received by the Swedes.
Yeah.
Det låter bra.
Vem ska vara borgmästare? Jag tycker Karsten. Karsten ska vara borgmästare. Han är väldigt fin. Yeah.
The merchants were even more pissed off because they couldn't conduct their business freely. And the merchants couldn't compete with the Danish merchants, the Swedish merchants.
Yeah.
Because everything was in their favor because Christian the First is making all the rules.
Yeah.
So this was hurting merchants, it's hurting peasants, it's hurting the nobles. Feels like it's coming to a head.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. But what we had back then in common, religion, man. Religion kind of brings people together.
I guess.
So Christian the First, his religious policies stirred controversy in Sweden because he was a devout Catholic.
Yeah.
And we've talked about
right
Sweden and Protestant.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm a Catholic. I'm running shit. So Protestantism needs to stop in Scandinavia.
Right.
Fuck your religion. Fuck your people. And the Swedish nobles, they were Protestants, of course, and they sympathized with the cause of the Protestant, the, you know, different religion.
Right.
It meant a lot more back then.
Yeah.
They were not happy about that either.
Right. And the churches were wealthy. Mm-hmm. Yep. Had a lot of money.
The Danish military needed to be strong, and it was a part of the Kalmar Union, of course. Mm-hmm. So the Danish crown said, well, since you're part of the Kalmar Union, you got to be part of our military. If you're an able-bodied man, you have to serve in the Danish army.
Wow.
Even if you don't want to.
Wow, you're Catholic and you're going to war. That's it.
Yeah.
Tuff morgon och vakna upp till bara, god morgon! Vad har hänt? Du är katolik? Nej. Du ska ut i krig. What?
Yep. That's at least tough. You don't have to wear condoms.
Well, that's about, okay.
All right, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
You go to war, but you get to pray it away if you kill somebody.
Right.
You get
great
forgiveness.
It's great. So. You don't even have, if you kill in war, you kill for God, right? Probably, if you're a smart leader. You don't have to apologize for that shit.
Strong point.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So the Swedish nobility is really getting pissed about this. And they're the ones who are like speaking up because I guess the Swedish crown must have been kind of weak sauce.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're like, it's not our turn. What can I do?
Yeah.
They're living good.
Det var ju en union. Alltså, det var ju, alltså, yeah. Om de har skrivit in så dumma regler typ. Och kungen får göra som han vill. Well, if you agreed.
Yeah. So Christian I was like, all right, it's time to impose
prima nocta
Danish culture.
That's a Braveheart joke. Sorry, oh, I had to squeeze it in. Okay.
It's time for Danish culture and customs to come to Sweden.
Okay.
So why aren't you speaking Danish?
No!
He was like, oh, we got to get the language in there. Y'all not speaking. What's the Swedish shit?
Wait, is this why people in Skåne talk the way they do?
Maybe. I mean, it's closer to Denmark. So.
Is it because of this guy?
Maybe. But the Swedish people in the rest of the country were not. I'm drawing a line.
Yeah, so people, right, they went with it up until like probably like Linköping, Jönköping.
Linköping, oh yeah. Yeah.
But it was like, men vi pratar ju så här. Nu ska vi prata så här istället. And bara, okay, vi pratar så här då. And that was the compromise. I get it now.
That's compromise. But the Swedes were not digging it. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then there was like a coalition of Swedish nobles got together.
Yeah.
And there was one guy named Sten Sture.
Yeah.
The elder.
Now we're getting into the Vasa period almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know about Sten Sture, the elder.
And he came out as like Che Guevara type of thing.
Right, right. Yeah.
I forgot to say it. Liberty for Sweden. Liberty, but he was a champion for Viva la Sverige. He was a champion for Swedish independence.
Yeah.
He sought to resist Danish encroachment on, of course, on Swedish sovereignty. He wanted to restore self-rule. Like, why can't we rule ourselves even though we're in this union?
Well, because of the union, dumb mother... Sorry.
Yeah. So then King Christian came back like, all right, here's what I'll do. Let me rule a little bit more locally.
Okay.
A little bit more locally. And then, you know, everything will be all right.
Okay.
And the nobles are like, this is a direct threat to our privileges, to our influence in Scandinavia. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's fucking rebel.
Yeah.
Let's go against the quote unquote crown.
Yeah.
So now they had it was time for a confrontation.
Ooh.
What Swedes love.
Yeah. We're good at it.
So on, we're good at it. We are good at it, so we save it until the perfect
time. Yes, it's not time yet.
Well, it was time on October 10th.
Okay.
1471. Sten Sture and his, I wrote his posse.
Yep, of course. Yeah, it's a
Western spaghetti.
It's a historian Western. Slash comedy podcast. Yeah. Posse is fine.
This is about they began what is now known, but they started a battle, but it's now known as the Battle of Brunkeberg.
Ah, den gamla Brunkeberg's fight them. Mm-hmm. I don't know about it.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh shit. Sten Sture the elder was a skilled military leader.
Okay,
and he was an advocate for Swedish resistance, and he marshaled his forces to confront the Danish army.
Uh-huh.
Near Brinkeberry, just outside Stockholm. And their war cry was, Aya Baya. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Aya Baya!
Nej. Andra sidan, är ni klara?
Exactly. His army consisted of a mix of Swedish peasants,
yep,
nobles, and mercenaries totaling around 7,000 to 8,000 men.
Respectable amount. Together.
They were well armed and they were prepared to defend their homeland against the Danish invaders.
Hmm.
On the other side,
yep,
King Christian the First,
yep,
led a larger force.
Yeah.
Estimated around 10,000.
With a lot of Swedes, right?
To 12,000 men. It was comprised of Danish troops and mercenaries.
Okay.
So Sten and his army was well outnumbered by
I'd say. Okay.
But the battlefield that they chose, you know, on home court, you're on home court. You know what I mean? It's always an advantage.
So
as we've seen, that's why nobody can take down Russia. It was, there were rolling hills.
Yeah.
There were dense forests back then, of course, in 1400s. There was marshy terrain as well.
Okay.
Have you ever walked in marsh?
Jag tror inte det. Varför skulle jag gjort det? Det är jättedumt.
Okay.
Kan jag gå runt?
But that played a significant role in shaping the course of the battle. Of course, they're familiar with it, and you know the Danes don't know. The forces took advantage of the natural terrain, and they set up defensive positions. They had ambush points set up around the area.
Oh, cool!
They were using guerrilla warfare tactics to harass and disrupt the advancing Danish army. They had hit and run tactics.
With 7,000 men?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was, like little platoons.
Yeah.
We'll hit them. Oh, spring!
Spring är bra, alltså. Det är...
Slow spring.
Spring är bra, alltså.
So they had surprise attacks, and they were attacking from flanks and rear. So
det är bra. Smart. Yeah. Smart.
They, quote, avoided direct confrontations.
Of course. We're saving it.
Yeah, because it was the ultimate... I wrote this the ultimate passive aggression, right? We'll take them from the side and the back.
Yeah. Men fram då?
Aggressively.
Nej.
This is 3,000 more of them. So Denmark, they knew it was wartime. They advanced towards Stockholm, but there was resistance from the rebels, and they fought valiantly to defend their homeland. It was a chaotic, bloody melee. Both sides, they were engaged. It was close quarters combat, too. Back then, you're not, you know, shooting like sniper rifles.
Yeah.
And they were fighting close quarters combat in thick forests.
Yeah.
And marshes and shit.
So hälften av alla slag träffat träd, typ.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's probably fucking, as I imagine it, disgusting.
Yeah.
I would have stopped fighting to wash my hands like 700 times.
Yeah.
Oh, vänta lite. Yeah.
Nej, jag satte handen i mossa.
Vad äckligt. Oh, did you lose a limb? No. Lite bajs på handen.
Vad är det snigel här?
Oj, I could not survive it.
Och nu regnar det.
Vad är det här, Göteborg?
Oh, paus. Nu tar paus.
They had the Danes, as I said, had a numerical advantage, but the army couldn't make headway against the Swedish resistance.
Right.
And Sten Sturre, they were knocking people off with their tactics.
Yeah.
And there was a turning point that they consider of the battle when there was a counterattack. They led. So the Danes attacked, and then Sten Sturre and his squad, now squad, not posse anymore.
Yeah.
They got a leading, they led a cavalry charge and broke the Danish formation.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rebels exploited confusion because they've been coming from the side and the back, and now they break the formation, and there was disarray, probably because they all look alike.
Yeah.
In the ranks.
Who's who?
We shouldn't have taught them Danish. So the driving, the forces got driven back now because of Sten Sturre. They're just killing so many people, coming from so many angles. And they eventually they had to retreat from the battle, King Christian.
Cool.
And they suffered significant losses while the Swedish rebels were victorious in Brunkeberg. This was a monumental, decisive victory for the Swedish rebellion. They had more morale after this. Like, yeah, man, fuck them. We took more of them. You know, and now they were thinking, we've won this battle.
Let's go to Denmark.
let's tell them we're not taking your shit anymore, King Christian.
Yeah.
Sten Sturre, the elder, emerged as a hero and as a symbol of Swedish independence.
Yeah.
And he got, everybody was, you know, giving him props for being a leader and a brave soul on the battlefield.
Yeah.
The defeat of the Danish at Brunkeberg dealt a blow, of course, to King Christian the First and his authority in the Union. And it marked the turning point in the struggle for Swedish sovereignty.
Yeah.
Overall, Battle of Brunkeberg was a dramatic and hard-fought engagement that demonstrated the resilience and determination of Swedish rebels in their fight against Danish rules. And it's considered one of the most significant battles in Swedish history, shaping the course of Sweden's independence and that movement for independence and laying the groundwork for future conflicts against foreign domination. So you can't come up in Sweden. Now we know.
Yeah.
You run up in here, and you get fucked up. Is the story of the Battle of Brunkeberg.
You left out that they gave him a posh mall at Östermalm to say thank you.
Oh, really?
Sture Gallerian.
Is that his?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, I didn't see that.
That everything that's Stureplan, everything with Sture is probably Sten Sture.
Oh, Sten Sture.
It has to be.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, of course. That was awesome, man.
Every time I go shopping, I'm going to think about marsh and forest battles.
Yeah.
Blood and Sniglar.
I like the shirt, but how does it hold up against all the mossa? I don't know.
Mm.
Well, it's only 2,000 Swedish crowns. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly over there. But that's it, man. I hope you enjoyed that. You learned a little bit of Sweden.
That was a great story, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Och vill ni att vi... ni har inte pratat om det här. Skicka in förslag till teachmesweden@gmail.com. Mm. Och skriv på engelska om ni vill att Jonathan ska läsa den för mig. Skriv på svenska om ni vill att jag ska läsa den för Jonathan. Då så plockar vi upp de här tipsen och gör stories av dem.
Yeah, man.
Och då säger vi typ så här: tack du din rackare. Och det är väl schysst att få ett sånt grej. Ge oss pengar. patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Yes.
So about 10 spänn i månaden.
Yeah, you get ad-free episodes, yeah. You get video, some of you are watching us right now.
Yeah, can get more, you can give more. Behöver inte ge 10 kronor, 10,000 i månaden. I don't know. Is there a limit? Is there a limit?
No, no. Think of it as we're King Christian the First.
Yes.
Give us your money.
Yeah. Jag gillar det.
It makes sense.
Ja. Men tack så mycket. Det här har varit Erik Broström.
And Jonathan Rollins. Teaching you Sweden.
Sweden man. Fred.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.